Oh, hey, good morning. How are you? Didn't see you there. Just reading up on the Smith brothers in my Packers yearbook, which you can still purchase, by the way. If you go to packersyearbook.com, use code CHTVBOOK. That's CHTVBOOK to get 10% off the Packers official yearbook, which I have to say is pretty damn phenomenal. And now that this team is 4-0, it sure looks like this team could be something special. So you better get your Packers yearbook to commemorate it. I'm just saying, you look back 15, 20 years from now, you'll have something to hold on to that kind of sets the mood, puts you into perspective of where this team was heading into 2020 and what it's becoming. Good to see everybody in the comments. Good morning, everyone. The Green Bay Packers are heading into the bye week soon. Obviously, you guys are still in town because the NFL says you can't go anywhere, which is always fun. I know. To quote the great Aaron Rodgers, it sucks. Yeah, no doubt about it. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? DeGuara out for the year. Hurt us more than a lot of people think. I don't know, Trevor. I mean, yes, he was a tantalizing talent, but it's not like things are going to fall apart without him. They certainly haven't. And yes, it would be lovely to get him on the field and help him develop. But next man up, as they say. That could be John Lovett's music for all we know. We'll see. Hello, Big Al. Hello. How are you? Michael, what is LaFleur doing differently for Rodgers that McCarthy wasn't at the end of his run? Honestly, not too much other than running a very different scheme. You know, Rodgers has talked about it quite a bit last summer. Hasn't really mentioned it much this year. But the idea that guys are being schemed open rather than counting on guys to win one-on-ones is the biggest difference. It's the number one thing. And as much as McCarthy did adjust down the last 2 years or so of his time in Green Bay, he never really made wholesale changes to his offense. And that's really what did him in, especially with Aaron, who was really sick and tired of running and being counted on to pull magic out of his hat week in and week out. Hey, Nags, any idea if EQ will be a go for Tampa? Brian, way too early to say. Let's get through the the bye week, and we'll see where guys are when they come back. LOL, Snacks really didn't want to play in the cold. Have fun in the practice squad, my man. Oh, Tom. I mean, that's just a mechanism for teams to get around having to sign guys and give them bonuses and stuff like that. I mean, we've seen it all over the league. Many years, year-end vets being signed. We've had Alfred Morris. With Dayton Jones is on the Raiders practice, or was on the Raiders practice squad. You know, it's just a mechanism to get the guy in the building, basically. I have little doubt he will be up on the 53 at some point. I will be cheering on the Packers at the game in Tampa in 2 weeks. Blake, have a great time. Mask up. Stay safe. Justin McCray seems like a wonderful guy. Kenny, he really, really is. He did a great kind of sit-down piece with Maggie for Cheesehead TV a couple years ago. I remember talking to him last summer. He's just the greatest guy on earth. He's really cool. The Malik Turner reception is proof that if Rodgers is more reliant on the short pass rather than gunning for a big play with two players open deeper down the field. Well, I don't know about proof. It's one play. But, yeah, it helps to move the chains. No doubt about it. It's disrespectful. Oh, I always like these. It's disrespectful to Aaron, Matt LaFleur, and the entire offensive coaching staff for the work they put in this offseason to just say the reason Aaron is playing well, is because they drafted Jordan Love. I don't think anyone really thinks that, like wholesale. I do think it's a fun little kind of nugget that you can look at and say, well, he's playing a little better now that his heir apparent's in the building. But yeah, no, I don't think anyone's dismissing the work that all those people have done. It is kind of funny how the timing works, though. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. On that with McCarthy, it seems like Rodgers is finally moving on from the stupid big play mentality McCarthy pushed. Oh, come on now. Wait a second. Wait, whoa, whoa. McCarthy pushed? I mean, Aaron Rodgers pushed it as well. Come on now. McCarthy ain't out there slinging it. Unicorn, thanks for the super chat. Seattle can have Snacks. I love it. Instantly, as soon as some guy is like with another team, it's like, oh, I didn't want him anyway. Or, oh, they can have him. I'm not picking on you, Unicorn. It's just kind of funny. Seattle can have Snacks. I like the Kenny/Kiki wall we are building for the long haul. I assume the cutting of Reggie Begleton is to make room for EQ's return. It could be. It's not always 100%, you know, a one-for-one switch positionally, but it certainly could open up that possibility. No doubt about it. They're taking shots all game. What are you talking about? Exactly, because it's still Aaron Rodgers. They're gunning no matter who's calling the plays. Dylan, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for doing this. I was just wondering, do you know Steve McGarkey? I actually met Steve for the first time in camp. He was nice enough to say hello. I know he's new on the beat. Yes. Hey, look, I try not to publicly ridicule guys for how they ask questions, the questions they ask. Certain guys have ways of going about it. And Steve clearly says what you just, thank you for doing this. I was just wondering before every question, which is fine. That's his mechanism. That's how he approaches it. And that's how he gets through it. And cool, man. I mean, look, you're the geek watching every single press conference. So, you know, that's why you can pick up on these things. Back in the day, you would just be in the media auditorium or in the locker room and no one was paying attention to who was asking questions or how. Right. So now in this day and age, I understand the media becomes part of the narrative and the story, something that Bob McGinn always hated and pushed back against and could never come to grips with. But it's true. You know, that is part of the sphere. You are part of the story, even as much as the media doesn't want to be. They become, for the diehard fans, they very much are. So all I'm saying is give Steve a break. Just give him a little break. He's fine. Steve's great. He's a good guy. And that is probably his nervous tick. Tony, thank you for the super chat. Amos with the game save. Seemed like that Falcons player had that touchdown. P.S. You're the man. Tony, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Also, thank you for the super chat. And yeah, it's a great play. It's a great play by Amos. It's interesting, too. If you look at the All-22, he instantly drifts to the near side of the field towards the two receiver set and then has to backtrack and get back over there to the middle when Matt Ryan tries to throw back against his body. I mean, that's a play. If that's a Russell Wilson or a Mahomes or somebody with a stronger arm, that's probably a touchdown. Still a great play by Amos. No doubt about it. What else we got? It's funny how the narrative switched about Jordan Love lighting a fire under Aaron. Nick Wright called it 2 weeks ago that this false narrative would arise. It would arise. People tweeting me. Zach, thanks to the super chat. It seems one of the byproducts of 12's new and improved mindset is he's been doing a bunch of interviews. When's he coming on Cheesehead TV? Never, Zach. I thought if it was ever going to happen, I thought it would happen this summer after we had the thawing, the breakthrough, and the Twitter cold war. He hadn't tweeted me in a decade or so, and then finally this summer started interacting. We started DMing, and I thought, okay, here we go. Coming to the Green Bay for training camp. We're finally gonna have that Cheesehead TV interview. And no, still got denied. So I don't think it's ever gonna happen, which is fine. It's his prerogative. Joe, I'm sorry you had to give up a super chat for this. Thank you for the super chat. Damon Harrison is not coming to Green Bay. He is signing with the Seattle Seahawks to be on their practice squad. Let snacks go, people. DK, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers was about to say your name at his favorite presser. As his favorite press. No, he was not. I saw that Domofsky got a shout out as Bob, though. So that was nice. We'll get 12 next year. I don't think so. Bach Ronfield. Saw Snacks signed with Seattle. At least now people can stop asking about it. Good luck with that. Did you see Bakhtiari and Patrick switched positions on the final kneel down Monday night? LOL. Yeah, they've been doing quite a bit of that. I think they do it just to mess up people who track those sorts of things. I know Ben Fennell has had some fun with Bakhtiari on Twitter about it throughout the offseason. They waived Bolton. They did indeed. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. The guy was literally on the sideline the entirety of camp after going down in the third preseason game last year. If you can't get back, a year into the thing, yeah, it's probably time to move along. People will still be asking for snacks 2 years from now. Yeah, probably true. Any chance Jamal stays and Aaron Jones is signed elsewhere? Yeah, there's a chance. I think it's an outside chance, a probably minimal chance, but to dismiss it as a possibility would be silly. Yeah, maybe they re-sign Jamal as a more, what would the word be, a frugal option. And pair him with A.J. Dillon. Now it would mean that AJ Dillon has made a world of progress and has actually gotten on the field and show what he can do, where I think it feels like we're a ways away from that happening, but certainly a possibility. Walter, thank you for the super chat. I owe you. LaFleur is the GOAT. Hey, you remembered. For those of you unaware, Walter and I had a nice back and forth on Twitter, and I said that they were going to drop 30 regardless of who was out there, and Walter said he would give me a super chat if I was right, and he is a man of his word. So thank you, sir. Way to carry the G. Go, Pack, go. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Draft haters aren't going to know what to say if Love is good. Tell me about it. I'd rather draft a QB in the first and get a couple good linebackers later on, Euchre season. I mean, yeah, if Kamal Martin hits, you know, that'd be great. But yeah, the Jordan Love thing, it's like I still go back and forth with people. Like, the Packers are 4-0 and they're putting up 30 and people are like, "Ew, but they didn't draft anybody." Or their first three draft picks aren't contributing. Well, no shit. Because they are investing long term. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm fine with those guys not playing. Because they're playing well on the field. So there's no need to rush them out there. Like with Jordan Love, everyone's talking about, oh, they should have drafted this, or they should have drafted that. I don't give a shit until we see Jordan Love become whatever he's going to become. And I know the pushback on that is always, well, you have to make an assessment of the information that's available to you at the time. That's fine. There are still tons of variables that you're never going to know until they play out. So I'm only stating a fact when I say that. You know, I thought all these numbers guys were into facts, unless it becomes something they can't quantify or know, put on a spreadsheet. And then it's like, well, that's not information that's available to us right now. Okay, fine. So don't worry about it. Don't talk about it. Don't pretend like you have some insight, because you don't. You literally don't. And there's absolutely nothing you can say that makes that less of a fact. Everybody was killing the Packers for taking Aaron Rodgers, and he turned out all right. Can we just let Jordan Love play out, see how he turns out? It just kills me, man. It just kills me. AM, thanks for the super chat. We appreciate you, Nags. Go, Pack, go. I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much. Quit complaining. You could be Jets fans. Todd, that is probably the comment of the morning. Thank you very much. Hey, trust me. I lived through being a Jets fan. I was a Packers fan in the 80s. I know. Exactly. Unicorn, thanks for the super chat. I'm not a historical revisionist kind of guy, so there is another $5 to show I was never on record as wanting snacks. LOL. Let's go. Love it. There you go, Unicorn. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, buddy. A Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Do you agree that it's beneficial to root for the Bears and Vikings this week? Oh, I need a second. Please hold. Fucking Bears and fucking Vikings. Are you fucking kidding me? All right, hold on. Okay, sorry, just needed a second there. All right, sorry, what were you saying? Do you agree that it's beneficial to root for the Bears and Vikings this week, or is it too early for that? Go out and vote, everybody. A lot of messages there, Nuclear Family. Beneficial to root for the Bears and Vikings. Now, I guess we'd be rooting for the Bears because they're playing Tampa? And I guess Tampa looks like a threat in the NFC, so you want them to lose. You're thinking about first round bye, which there's only one this year. Yeah, no, never root for the fucking Bears. Are you kidding me? Unless it's week 17 and we need the Bears to win so we can get in the playoffs, and I don't see that happening. So no, don't root for the fucking Bears and the Vikings. I don't care who they're playing or when. Never root for the Vikings. Oh, sorry, I got all of a clump there. Any thoughts on how bad the 2020 draft looks already? Yeah, it doesn't look like anything. God, people. Did I not just talk about this? Let it play out. Well, it looks bad because DeGuara got hurt? Or A.J. Dillon hasn't seen the field behind two excellent running backs? Or we've got a guy who's the first round pick, who's probably the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't been active because there's Aaron Rodgers. People, I can't with the draft shit. I can't with the draft shit. The draft is fine. They're 4-0. Let it go. Oh, my God. Do I think Packers assistant coaches will get head coaching jobs this offseason? I mean, it's really early in that regard, but I think the possibility exists for maybe Nathaniel Hackett getting a call, etc. What's hard, though, is that because none of the guys on the offensive side are calling the plays, LaFleur is doing that, and obviously you have Aaron Rodgers, it's hard for me to see an owner making that kind of call, but you never know. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to have to play a whole hell of a lot better as a unit for guys to start getting recognition and getting calls for head coaching jobs. How's Gary working out? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Last year, everybody's like, oh, he's a bust, like blah, blah, blah. And then he comes in, hair on fire, and starts the season really well. Of course, didn't play this last weekend. He got hurt, aggravated his ankle in New Orleans, but was clearly probably the best player in camp, ready to take that year two jump. Let it play out. Just kills me, man. Just kills me. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, did I get the right sweatshirt for you that you were raving about this summer? Thanks for all you do. Oh, Dustin, did I get the right sweatshirt? Do you mean the black one, the with the silver thing? No, I don't think so, because I don't think they're available publicly. I'm going to have to work my wiles. In fact, I'm going to beg Matt LaFleur to send me one, because I think only the coaching staff got them. Jesse, thank you for the super chat. If O'Brien doesn't trade Hopkins, is he still coach? Not if they're 0-4. I doubt it. But maybe they're not 0-4 if he doesn't make that trade. The Packers 2021 draft class is already terrible. I can tell, because no matter what we do, some nerd from ESPN will call it terrible. True words. True words. Transplants? Lenny, yes. Transplants tonight at 5 p.m. Might have a special guest stopping by. Be here. Right here on the old Cheesehead TV social channels. Do you think anyone in the front office will get a job someplace else? Well, we've already seen guys like Charles Walls got a promotion in Cleveland from Green Bay. Maybe John Eric Sullivan gets a call. We'll see. I think it's pretty early. Unicorn, thanks for the super chat. The Bears suck. The Vikings suck. That is all. I could not agree more. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Check your LiveX mailbox. Sweatshirt should have gotten there yesterday. Oh, I will. I'm in the mail. I'm in the office and studio tonight for transplants. So I'll take a look. Thanks, buddy. Tom Grossi is here, ladies and gentlemen. Grossi posse in the house. Check your LiveX mailbox. I did. Considering that LaFleur has already lost 4 games in 2 years, should we be looking to replace him with Bill O'Brien, Tom? That's about on the level of your Madden playing when it comes to astute NFL analysis. I like it, buddy. I like where your head's at. It's good. Keep it up. Good point by you. Don't like the trend with all these people across the league getting COVID, hoping the league has some good contingency plans. David, I would get used to the idea of a week 18 and or week 19. I said on Twitter last week, there's only so many times they can move games back and not have it start affecting bye weeks, you know, the bye weeks, or a team that has already had their bye week. And then, you know, teams lining up as far as, okay, they've got to shut down, but there are no negatives on this other team, so they're going to play, but then they play the following week, but this other team was shut down. But so they're going to try and move that game, but they can't because this team has, it feels inevitable at this point that week 18 will happen. And they'll have to have a contingency for makeup games, so to speak. So, there's a good chance things get pushed back a little bit. You think Bob McGinn is a special guest? God, that would be... What's so funny is I used to beg McGinn to come on. And he was always saying, like, no, I don't, I'm not going to do that, blah, blah, blah. Down years for Grossi or career years for Nags. Janelle, that's one way to look at it. Grossi show. No, Aaron Gonzalez, be nice. You know, we're all friends here, man. Don't be ripping fellow YouTube blogger whatevers. Don't do it. Sucks we got to buy this week. I don't know. I don't know about all that. I'm kind of down with it, considering how banged up they are. And I love that they sat Devontae and Kenny, and now they get an extra week to heal up and then hit Tampa Bay full strength. I'm down with it, man. People always get upset about early buys, which I understand, but you know, often, and this happened the last time the Packers had an early bye. I think it was a week 4 bye they had. They were already really beat up. I mean, that's the NFL. Everybody's hurt. So whenever you get one, it's pretty much a welcome addition to the schedule. Unicorn, thanks for the super chat. Down years for Nags or career years for Grossi? All right. That's enough of that. We're all friends here. Love me some Tom Grassi, especially when I kick his ass in Madden. That's the best part. I love it. McGinn and Vic Ketchman on transplants tonight. God, that would be a get. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. I would love that. That'd be like one of those shows in the 70s when they used to have like Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley and James Baldwin, everybody on stage together, like arguing. That'd be great. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Down years for Grassi equals fiction. True. He's only going up. When the season is here, the bye never comes at a bad time. Exactly, Dylan. Barnes is a steal at linebacker. Looks good. Dan, I tell you what, his game on Monday night was really eye-opening. I think he's playing with more confidence each and every week, and he certainly looks like he's starting to produce and round into shape. And my word, that lick he put on the blitz, I mean, damn. And then the play where he gets sucked up in play action and then gets – the recognition of that it is play action and gets back around and knocks the ball. She probably should have had the interception, but that's something we haven't seen in Green Bay in quite some time. So yeah, he's looking like a fine. There's no doubt about it. Unicorn, thanks for the super chat. Grassi is good stuff. Just jokes, my dudes. Cheers. Word up. Andy Herman will be on transplants. No, Andy won't be on transplants, but I did do my latest talk. Let's Talk Football with Andy. It's dropped last night right here on the channel. So check it out. Julia Schneidman is the guest. He and Corey will discuss Jordan Love. These are all great ideas. I gotta put these in there. I will super chat you stupid money to get Vic Ketchman. CR, thanks for the super chat. I mean, keep it up. We'll see what happens. Wow. Big B, Jamal Williams and me will be on transplants tonight as special guests. So Mark Murphy and Jamal Williams on transplants. I love it. Our greatest weapon, J.K. Scott, hasn't played enough. True. He's barely been on the field. Let me see. How do you feel about the Packers tackling? Lambeau Pac-Man, I don't love it, and neither does LaFleur. He mentioned it again yesterday. I mean, you look at that 20-play drive. That drive is probably over with twice if they just tackle. So, yeah, it's not good enough. There's no doubt about it. Hopefully maybe a week off and then some renewed vim and vigor and commitment to angles and wrapping up and drill work. Who knows? But man, it's hard to watch. BJ Raji is a special guest. I love it. Seen a couple plays of Rodgers holding the ball Monday night, reminding me of McCarthy years. I don't know about that. I mean, he held the ball once or twice, maybe, but it's to be expected. And I don't think it's any different than what we've seen so far this season. But also, I think it's kind of to be expected when he's got a bunch of guys out there that he hasn't had a ton of reps with, maybe doesn't trust quite as much as he normally would, et cetera. But for the most part, come on, they move the ball and they score. Coach on transplants tonight? Maybe. Snacks? John, give it up. Snacks is with Seattle. It's all over but the crying. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some football with me. And yeah, tune in to Packer Transplants tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.